It's time for Sisters in Law. Janice and Davita Mathis are here to take your questions and give you advice.
Listen, doll, I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Call us now at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Atlanta was as segregated as any small town in the South. Totally segregated society.
Maynard Jackson came at a time that we were going from just protest to political power.
Citizens of Atlanta elected a man they thought could best do the job as mayor.
I will be governor.
He was born to be great.
By what is my conviction?
He was taught to be great.
He's the city's first black mayor. His name is Maynard Jackson.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Atlanta was the capital of the South. For him to win and really call shots, it was huge.
He helped to build Atlanta into the great city it is today.
Today's victory, and it is a victory.
Political activism wasn't anything new to Maynard. It was kind of in his blood.
His grandfather, John Wesley Dobbs, was known as the highest-ranking black mason in all of Georgia. It was the unofficial mayor of the Sweet Auburn community.
The way he spoke, the way he thought, he had a brilliant mind. Brilliant. The fact that he went into Morehouse at 14 was saying something.
We are the city that refuses to be diverted from the positive path that stretches clearly before us.
He wanted to make economic development accessible to Atlanta's black masses. And so there were numerous projects that took place in the city during his tenure as mayor.
So he had made this 25% goal for affirmative action to make sure black contractors were involved.
Well, that was radical revolutionary thinking for the South, and it's solely at his direction.
Maynard got it done.
He wanted big, big infrastructure programs, but he wanted little people to benefit from them.
Maynard Jackson named the airport International before there was an international terminal. And the international becomes important because he wanted us to be leaders in the world.
Now, you don't have to be crazy to be mayor, you know, but it helps.
His stress level was high at all times. Not just because he was working a lot, but because he cared a tremendous deal about what he did.
Maynard had a mission, not a job, and that makes it difficult.
He gave 150% of his time to this city.
When you love a city, you feel it all. Maynard Jackson felt it all.
He really had this strong sense that we had an obligation. Whom much is given, much is required. Maynard lived that.
I think Maynard Jackson's legacy will be one of courage, honor, community.
He evaluated his service not based on the elections he'd won, but the people he'd helped.
And that's his greatest legacy.
Good afternoon, Atlanta, and welcome back to Sisters in Law News and Talk 1380 WAOK. You were listening to the movie trailer for the movie Maynard, the man, the politician, the game changer. And we are so honored to have a very special guest, Ms. Bunny Jackson Ransom, who is on the line now. Hello, Bunny. How are you?
How's everybody on the air?
Doing just fine, and so happy to have you as our very special guest.
Thank you.
Well, we listened to the movie trailer, and I am so excited, but I have not been able to see the documentary. I'm going to ask the very first question. How can we see this movie, this documentary about Maynard?
Well, let me tell you, the first and most, the easiest way to see it right now is at the Plaza Theater. You know the old Plaza Theater on the corner of Ponce de Leon and Highland?
Yes.
Well, that theater has been renovated, and from time to time, they're screening the Maynard movie. Now, it's going to be a challenge to see it there because there is no consistent date and time. But if you really want to see the movie, that's the place to see it now. But there are other methods to see it as time goes on. And so I'm going to tell you about all those ways now if you want me to.
Well, that's a good place to start. How can we see it? Where are the other venues?
Well, that's the only venue that you can mm-hmm. see it at right this minute. But let me say that in a few months, you can go online and buy a DVD.
Well, that's fantastic. I'll do it.
Well, I want you to go to the Plaza and see it.
Yes.
Because one of the things that will keep the movie at the Plaza is people going to see it. It's usually held on a Saturday or a Sunday, and it's usually shown at 3 o'clock. But because, you know, it's not a major movie and the Plaza is not a major theater, the time changes for one to go and see it. But you can go online. See if I can remember what the online thing is, and I'll tell you, and see it there. But let me tell you this. This is what encouraged me to call you back, is because Janice sent me a text message and said that she had just seen the movie on an airplane. She was on Delta, and she saw the movie. Well, if you're flying Delta, you can see the movie.
That's right. And I was so pleasantly surprised to see it. I said, wow. And, you know, I knew about the documentary, but I had no idea that it had been picked up as part of the suite of entertainment that Delta offers, and there's no charge for it.
You
can see it for free, I guess, after you buy a ticket on a Delta airline.
Yeah.
But isn't that so appropriate because Maynard built Atlanta and the airport is named after him and Delta is a part of that that whole scenario. Isn't it appropriate that you would be able to see a documentary about him on a Delta airline?
And I get calls and text messages from friends who have said the same thing, Janice. They said, I was on Delta Airlines. I looked up and there's Maynard's movie. And Brooke, you know, my daughter, has been on Delta yesterday, I believe, and she said, Ma, I saw the movie on the plane.
And it is appropriate because the Atlanta, we know, the Black Mecca, all the movies that are being made,
mm-hmm.
the Tyler Perry franchise, the City 2. We wouldn't know that Atlanta if it weren't for Maynard Jackson.
Amen.
Now, I didn't know him very well personally,
mm-hmm.
but I do remember the last time I saw him. And it was at a meeting of the National Association of Securities Professionals.
Right.
And he gave a fiery speech what our obligation as privileged, educated Negroes was to the rest of our community.
That's what.
And then he said something about scared Negroes will get you killed.
Mm, yeah. And I've been repeating that ever since. And it was so true then and it's true now.
He had a comment.
And it was just such an electrifying speech. And then after the speech, he and Jesse Jackson sat and talked as if they were brothers about the things they wanted to do together and how important voting was and how they were going to join forces. And unfortunately, his life was cut short and they didn't get a chance to. It was just a few weeks after that he passed away.
That's true. But
so it's a great legacy, and I'm delighted. I guess my question is, what inspired you and other members of the family to make the documentary?
Well, it was my son's idea, Maynard III. He and his wife, Wendy, have a company called Auburn Avenue Films, and they are the producers of the movie. They are the couple that made the movie happen. Delta was one of the major sponsors, along with the Coca-Cola Company and Jackmont Hospitality. To put the money in place so that the movie could be made. But let me say this before it slips my mind. It won't, though, but Jesse Jackson has been a part of the Maynard Jackson rallying team, I guess I could say, for a long time. He was at Maynard's election the night he won. He was there when Maynard passed away. I was at his convention. He brought me home. And Jesse's just been a friend. So let me just thank Jesse for everything that he did. And Jesse helped us raise some money. So that happened, too. But it was Maynard and Buzzy, Maynard and whom we call Buzzy and Wendy, who got behind this movie. They are the people who connected us with Sam Pollard. Sam Pollard is the award-winning director who directed the movie, and he's the one who made the movie, the major award-winning movie that it has already become. So I just encourage you to go online and order it from Amazon. I think if you wait until the middle of July, you might even be able to buy the DVD at Walmart or Walgreens. But you're going to be able to get it, and I think iTunes is going to have it pretty soon, but that won't be until September.
Well, you know, I was thinking about, you said it's playing on Sundays at the Plaza. Mm-hmm. Now that school is out, I can't think of a better field trip for a Sunday school class or a group of campers or summer school students than to take 30 or 40 students at one time to see that documentary.
Absolutely.
And then have them write their impressions of it or have a discussion about it.
Absolutely.
There's so much that they could learn from it.
Absolutely.
I hope that sorority groups and mm-hmm. other groups that are shepherding children, you know, we're always looking for something for kids to do in the summer. Mm-hmm. Take them to see Maynard, the documentary. I said some of them will be inspired. I know I was. I thought I knew his history, but I didn't know about what kind of brilliant student he was and all that. I didn't know that he made two tries at law school before he found the one that fit him. There was a lot in the movie that I didn't know. So even if those of you in the audience who think you know all there is to know about Maynard Jackson, you better go see the movie.
Yeah. Well, Dave Moody, one of the contractors in the city, donated funds for 50 students to come. So if you have
good for him,
good for him.
Well, the music is playing. We have to take a break. But Bonnie Jackson Ransom, we would love it if you could stay for another segment.
I will do that.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Sisters-in-Law News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Boys born in hot time Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong. Moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
Good afternoon, Atlanta, and welcome back to Sisters-in-Law News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We are so very happy to have Bonnie Jackson Ransom as our very special guest, and she is on the line, and we're talking about Maynard the movie, the man, the politician, the game changer. And I have gone online, and I see MaynardMovie.com, and it has the clip that we played earlier, some historic pictures, a synopsis of the movie, and it will give you a little more information about Maynard, the man, the politician, the game changer. And we're going to get more information from Bonnie Jackson Ransom, who is on the line. Bonnie, I have a question. I've been wrong a lot. And I've been wrong about great people coming from adversity. It would seem that Maynard came from, for the time period that he was a child and grew up, a very privileged type of lifestyle and well-known in Atlanta because of his grandfather, Morehouse, and being very smart. He very easily could have gone into very private, lucrative endeavors and not worried about the city of Atlanta. What drove him, what motivated him to be such a giving and a community person?
My father, Maynard Jackson Sr., who was a pastor at Friendship Baptist Church. I think that's where it came from. And then he grew up, Carol Ann, his sister, would get mad at me if I didn't say this. They were educationally privileged.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not a wealthy family. And so, you know, to he didn't come here with a silver spoon in his mouth. He came here with a spoon in his mouth that gave him a thirst for knowledge and a dedication and a desire to help other people.
Wow.
Maynard would go and make speeches when we were married and forget to pick up his honorarium. He'd come home and I'd say, well, Maynard, where's the check for the honorarium? He said, oh, I forgot it.
Because he was concerned about the speaking and not
about
the money.
The people. Concerned about, always has been.
That's
and, you know, the other thing was his life was not untouched by tragedy.
Right.
His father died, and, you know, even though he had loving grandparents, there still was that sort of void, I would imagine, from having lost his father at a relatively young age, didn't he?
Absolutely. And the movie speaks to that.
Yeah, and that his grandfather really stepped in and had to help rear Maynard. So it wasn't all sweetness and light, even though... You're right. He was intellectually privileged. He was intellectually gifted and educationally privileged, but it wasn't without struggle.
Absolutely. Well, what black people family do you know coming up in that era didn't have a struggle?
I don't know any.
Not any, because racism was at its worst.
Absolutely.
It's at its worst now, but it's always been bad, and it was worse then, I believe.
Let me give you this website before I forget it. But the website for the Plaza is www.plazaatlanta.com. Plazaatlanta.com. And you can go on that website and get the specifics for when the movie is playing per day.
And we'll post that link on our social media. You know, the other thing that I was thinking about is I did not know that your son writes music.
Oh, yeah. My son is a musician. That's what he did. His father wanted him to be a doctor lawyer, but he wanted to be a musician. He stuck to his guns, bless his heart. And he's a wonderful drummer. He did the drum track on the movie.
Well, and he's credited with having written and performed on several of the tracks on the movie, too.
That's what he did. That's what he did. And the good thing about it is Auburn Avenue Films, the company that produces the movie, is just beginning their career with producing movies. There'll be other movies coming down the pike after this one.
Well, you tell them, Bonnie, that I got a script for them.
I certainly will.
About another heroic black man. I think we ought to make a movie like this every year. Our children need to see black heroes. I mean, the Black Panther is wonderful. But they need to see more of these real-life heroes so they can understand who they really are.
They certainly do. But you know something? You walk up and down Auburn Avenue, and there are stories all up and down that avenue. There's a story.
There sure are.
There's a story there. We have stories to tell. Black people have stories to tell. That's one of the reasons Wendy and Buzzy told this story, because if you don't tell your stories, nobody else will, and tell them correctly.
Now, are they Wendy and Buzzy, are they principals? Are they associated with Auburn Avenue Films?
Yeah, they own it.
That's their company. That's
okay.
Fantastic. But, you know, Bonnie, we spend a lot of time working with STEAM, science, technology, engineering, and I just recently became familiar with the A, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And I often wonder, why would they include arts in that group? But, you know, we can be all technologically wonderful as we can want to be. But unless we have somebody to tell the story,
absolutely,
nobody will ever know.
Absolutely.
And so I am so happy, and I feel personally gratified that Maynard III and Wendy have told this story and are committed to telling other stories.
Yes.
That's what we need to do.
We certainly do. We certainly
and congratulations on the award that the documentary has already garnered. And I'm looking forward to the full-length feature version that'll be in wide release. Now,
yeah.
If you know, we have listeners from all over the country and really all over the world, Bonnie.
Yeah.
If people are interested in hosting or getting to know about other showings outside of Atlanta, what should they do?
There's something called community screenings, and I'm glad you asked. Since the movie is owned by Auburn Avenue Films, they will be able to issue licensing permits so that just about anybody can do a community screening. Now, the licensing fees will be assessed based on what kind of community organization is requesting it. If you are 501c3, it's a different licensing fee than if you are Chick-fil-A and you want to play it to your employees. But if you just go to Auburn Avenue Films, and I think there's a section where you can make a comment, or if nothing else, call me. And, you know, I'll point you in the right direction.
Because I think we ought to do one in Charlotte and Greenville.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Some of these other cities where we have listeners and where people, if they don't know about Maynard Jackson, they need to know. If they do know about Maynard Jackson, they'll understand why they need to see it.
Well, we're getting geared up to do, they are getting geared up. I should not say we because I don't have a nickel in the dime. The dime belongs to Maynard and Wendy. But they're gearing up to do community screenings, and they can do those forever. And I keep telling them that community screening of this movie is like Maynard is coming to your city to give a speech.
Wow. So we've got to get this out there.
We've got to get it out
there. I'd love
to
bring it to South Carolina, and I'm going to reach out to Maynard III and Wendy and find out how to do it. While we were on the air, I looked up plazaatlanta.com. And it says that the movie is playing Friday through Wednesday. That's all weekend, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Right.
At the Plaza Atlanta, the Plaza Theater.
Now, I'm going to encourage you to check that audience, to check it before you go, because those dates and times do change.
Okay. But it is playing at the Plaza Theater, the corner of Ponce and Highland. We can contact Auburn Avenue Films. We can Google anything, and we need to Google this and find out how we can present it to our community groups, our churches, and organizations. Thank you so much, Bonnie Jackson Ransom. This is so wonderful.
And thank you for having me.
All You're right. more than welcome.
All righty.
You're Bye-bye. Listening to Sisters-in-Law News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.